God for his blessings. Thank God for answering prayer. I'm excited to be back in God's house. Amen. When you miss church, it feels like there's something wrong. Amen. And I'm just excited to be back in God's house. I was excited to get back to Sunday school this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Matthew chapter 14. Last couple of nights, I had the honor and privilege of preaching, they called it a spring revival, but First Free Will Baptist Church in Florence is celebrating their 75th anniversary. And I preached for them Friday night and preached last night, and Pastor Lee Patrick is preaching for them this morning. They got a big service planned this morning. They're baptizing some folks. And I preached part of this message last night, but I'm going to preach a little bit differently this morning. Matthew chapter 14, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. I'll start reading in verse 22. I'll give you time to get there. If you're there, say amen. Look at verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. God, we ask your hand to be upon us. Thank you, Lord, for those already on the altar, God. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer, for the songs, God, and for the Sunday school hour. Thank you, Lord, for just being able to be back in church on a Sunday morning, God. Thank you for each one that's come this way. Lord, touch us right now. Speak to hearts, God, as only you can. And God, you get all the praise and you get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Last night, and I've preached this here, this passage here before from this point of what they saw from the boat. Now, when you get a picture of what's going on, we find out that Jesus tells his disciples to get into this boat. The Bible says in another place, he constrained his disciples. In other words, Brother Tony, he forced them to get into the boat. He said, "You go to the other side," and that's all he told them, go to the other side. So the Bible says they strike out. Jesus gets up on a mountain. Jesus is up there praying, and the Bible says a storm came up. Jesus is on top of the mountain, and the Bible says that he looks out on the Sea of Galilee, and he can see his disciples in that storm. God sees you right where you're at this morning. He knows everything you're going through. You might feel like you all by yourself. Like Sharon was singing that song. You might feel like you all alone. You might feel like nobody cares. You might feel like Jesus can't even see you for the storm you're in. But I'm promising you one thing on the authority of God's word. He knows exactly where you're at. And the Bible says he saw them, Brother Melvin, and he came walking on the water to get to them. I've been thinking about a sermon. When God breaks the rules, my Lord, that'll preach. When God breaks the rules, brother, God's broke rules for you before. Amen. If you've ever had a prayer answered, if you ever had a healing in your body, God has broke the rules for you. Amen. Hey, he'll walk to you on the water if he's got to. He'll stop the wind if he's got to. He'll calm the seas if he's got to. He can break the rules because he made the rules. Glory to God. But the Bible says he walked to them on the water. The Bible said, now I want you to get this now. I thought about that. God revealed something to me this morning right there. The disciples got scared. The disciples thought it was a ghost. They cried out for fear. And Jesus says, be of good comfort. It's me. It's me. And Peter says this, Lord, if it's you, bid me come under the water, unto you. Now listen, Peter volunteered to get out the boat. Jesus didn't say, Peter, come on over here. Hey, there's got to be a calling on our lives. God, but you got to volunteer for it. You've got to want to be used. You've got to want to be used by God. And see, I'm going to get to the message in a minute. But Peter volunteered to get out the boat. Brother Tony, I never really thought about it like that before. Peter volunteered to get out the boat. Peter volunteered to walk on the water. Now, what I preached last night and what I've preached from here before was what they saw from the boat. And I'm going to go through these real quick. Number one, they saw faith from the boat. They saw Peter having a, Taylor, they saw Peter having a faith to crawl out of that boat, step out on the water that where he was supposed to sink and walk across the water to Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout right there because I'm telling you, get off your high horse. You ain't never walked on water.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's something I ain't ever done, Brother Melvin. So Peter did something that only Jesus had done. That's what faith can do for us, folks. They saw faith from the boat, but also they saw fear from the boat. The Bible says that when Peter looked around, he saw the waves and he saw the wind, and he got scared. It's all right for us to show fear. See, the thing about it is there ain't nobody in here above fear. Nobody. When that doctor tells you, you got cancer, tell me how you react then. When that doctor tells you your spouse has got cancer, tell me how you react then. See, that's the thing. We all face fear, but we come to church and we put on our show. We come in church and we got on our nice suits and we're looking good and we're smelling good and our hair's fixed and everything. And we put on that front and everybody's trying to put on that front. I want everybody to think, I'm the pastor. I want everybody to think, Talbert, I want everybody to think, I got it under control. I've got this thing, me and God's buddy. I've talked to God. I've been with God. Everything's going to be all right. But you understand something. There's been times that I've got in this pulpit and I had fear in my life. Amen. You say, well, God's not giving us a spirit of fear. I realize that. I understand that. But I'm just trying to get real this morning.
Come on.
They saw fear from the boat. What they also saw from the boat, Jackie, was failure. The Bible says, beginning to sink. They saw somebody, let me tell you something, and I said this last night. If you ain't never failed at nothing, you ain't never tried at nothing, amen?
Right.
See, that's, some people say, well, I ain't never failed. That's because you ain't never done nothing. Amen? If you trying, you're gonna make mistakes. And if you trying and you putting it out there, you're doing the best you can. So sometimes you're gonna stumble. Sometimes you're gonna make mistakes. And guess what? God understands all that. Jesus already knew when Peter got out the boat that Peter was gonna sink, and he let him get out there anyway. I read something the other day, and this thing did me more good than I've seen in a long time. It said when God called you to your position, he already factored in your stupidity. Woo, glory to God. When he called me to preach, Brother Tony, he already knew how much I was going to mess up. He already knew I was going to make mistakes, and he called me anyhow. They saw fear, and they saw faith, and they saw failure. But you got to understand some things. They saw forgiveness. Peter was sinking. And the Bible says immediately.
Amen.
Jesus was there. Glory to God. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and forget our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, get out the boat every once in a while. You might mess up. You might make a mistake, but guess what? Jesus will forgive you. Jesus will take you right back. And the Bible, Brother Ed, the Bible never said he went under. Oh, my God. Praise God. I'm glad I got my good shoes on this morning. I might take off. The Bible never said he went under. Praise God. Hey, as long as you got your head above water, you might just be treading tonight. It seems like you can't do nothing else. I'm telling you right now, you just waiting on Jesus to show up. Jesus to show up. You won't have to worry about going under. But he also saw faithfulness. Jesus got in the boat with him. Jesus got in the boat with him. They stayed in the boat. Now listen, why did they stay in the boat? That's the sermon for this morning. Why did they stay in the boat? They stayed in the boat because there was a storm. I don't know about y'all, but you know, if you're in a storm, a boat's a good place to be. Amen. Any of y'all ever been on a big body of water when a storm come up? Amen. A boat's a good place to be. See, there was a storm raging, and they stayed in the boat because the storm was raging. They had already been fighting this thing. And understand that they had been fighting it in the confines of the boat. In other words, the boat was filling up with water. The boat looked like it might go down. But I'm telling you right now, when I'm in a storm, that's still where I want to be. But here, all of a sudden, Jesus comes.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
And somebody gets out of the boat. Let me go ahead and tell you a little something. I'm going to shock you this morning. Hey, if Jesus is on the outside of the boat, Brother Ronnie, that's where I want to be, on the outside of the boat. I want to be where Jesus is. But they stayed in the boat because there was a storm. They also stayed in the boat because they were scared. They saw fear on the outside of the boat. But it was fear that kept them in the boat. They were scared to death. These are the men. Get this. These are the men that had been walking with Jesus. These are the men that had saw Jesus perform miracles. These are the men that was right there. One of these guys is the same one that laid his head on Jesus' bosom and felt the breath of Jesus when Jesus talked. John, he loved Jesus and Jesus loved him. This was one of his disciples. All of these disciples had went out. All of these disciples had cast out devils. All of the disciples had seen all the miracles. But when the call came, they all stayed in the boat. Now, you know, in my mind, I'm just going to, this is kind of how my mind operates. Lord, if it's you, bid me come unto thee. Come on, Peter. Oh, Peter climbs off the side of that boat. Peter says, "Whoa, look at this." And Peter takes a step. Why in the world was it John lining up next? Hey, God, why don't you call me? Why in the world wasn't Matthew saying, "Hey, Lord, hey, if Peter can walk on the water, I can walk on the water." Wonder how many of them in the boat were saying, "You better not do that. You better not do that. You ain't never done that before. You know, if you ain't never done it before, you can't do it."
Come on, preacher. Come on.
That brings me to my next point. Satan was in the boat. I believe that with all my heart. See, this is what I believe with all my heart, y'all, for listening to me. If you study the Bible, I believe with all my heart this was a satanic storm because the Bible, they were trying to keep Jesus from the Sea of Gadarenes. He got on the shore, cast out the legion from the man that was on the shore. I believe that the devil had caused this storm. I believe that the devil was trying to hinder him. And don't you know Satan's in there saying, "You can't do it. You can't do it.
Amen.
Don't listen to him. You can't do it." Hey, Satan's been telling somebody this morning, you can't do that. You can't pay your tithes. You can't trust God like that. You can't step, you can't do that 10%. You know good and well, if you pay 10%, you ain't going to make it. You don't need to be faithful to church. You don't need to come to church on a Sunday night. You don't need to come to church on, you really don't need to come to church on Wednesday nights. You don't need to go to revival. Sunday morning's enough. Just stay in your little boat. Don't worry about getting out of the boat. Just stay in your little cubicle. Just stay in your lane. Don't worry about going over there. Just stay in your lane. I was watching something this morning, and I'm gonna be. I hope I don't hurt nobody's feelings, but if I do, y'all know how I feel about Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen's a motivational speaker, and that's about it. Joel Osteen won't take a stand against nothing. And a lot of these charismatic preachers, this health, wealth, and prosperity, they won't take a stand against nothing. They asked Joel Osteen about homosexuality. He said, and he beat around the bush, you know, and they asked him about who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell. And he kind of beat around the bush. He said, this is what he said. I just figure if I stay in my lane, bless God, your lane is headed to hell. It's time to get out the boat. It's time to get out your lane. It's time to start living a little. It's time to get a, somebody, I read somewhere one time, if your dreams aren't big enough to scare you, your dreams aren't big enough. I hate to insert my testimony in sermon sometime, but let me tell you something. When God called me to preaching and I resigned from the highway patrol, I basically what I was saying, Lord, it's up to you. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how my family's going to make it. I don't know how my children are going to make it, but it's up to you. And Lord, we're stepping out on faith. And glory to God, I had to get out the boat. And thank God, when I got out the boat, Jesus said, hey, if you're going to get out the boat, I'm going to be right there with you. But they stayed in the boat. You know why they stayed in the boat? That was a place of security. That was a place of security. I'm safe in the boat. I'm safe right here where I'm at. I've been hurt in church before. I don't want to put myself too far out there. I don't want to put my if I volunteer to teach. Preacher Buddy C said something one time, Skip. We were talking about why ain't we having no young preachers hardly anymore. He said, God's still calling, but people ain't listening. The call of God's still real. We need preachers. We need singers, we need deacons, we need teachers, we need choir members, we need people. And Grant, somebody's got to have enough gumption to say, I'll get out the boat. I done inserted myself into the sermon now. I'll go ahead and tell you this. When we moved back to Conway, me and my wife had sang maybe once or twice in church in Orangeburg, just a little bit. I was nervous. I was scared, Tony. I didn't lie. They said, we need choir members. They said, all you got to do is get in the choir and sing. I said, all right. I'll get in the choir and sing. And I got in the choir and got to singing and sang for a few months in the choir. Man, I got to enjoying it. Then all of a sudden they come and said, we got this one part in this one song. We need a male to sing that one little part, just one, about four or five words, Brother Melvin. We just need one person to sing that one song. And that piano player said, wouldn't you like to try that? I said, I said, well, if you can't get nobody else. See, that's our thing. If you can't get nobody else, if nobody else will step up, Peter didn't say, Lord, call John, and if John won't do it, then I'll get out the boat. Lord, call Matthew, and if Matthew won't do it, then I'll get out the boat. No, he said, Lord, if it's you, call me. Yeah. I said, well, if you can't find nobody else to do it, I'll do it. So I had that, Taylor had one up, about four or five, I can't even remember the song now. About four or five words, you know. And that rolled on there for a couple months. He said, I got a new song I want the choir to sing. He was all excited about the thing. Somebody said, what is it? He said, it's called Still in the Fire. And y'all know where this is going. Next thing I knowed, I was standing up in front of the choir with a microphone in my hand singing Still in the Fire. And from that, God called me. God used me to teach Sunday school. God put me on a deacon board. God put me in a church. I'm just telling you, if you'll get out the boat and you'll put yourself out there so God can use you, you'll be amazed at what God can do in your life. But most of us is happy with our security. See, I could have disobeyed God. And I could have said, Lord, I'll preach, but I'm going to hang on to this job. And I'm going to be honest with you, it probably could have worked out. But I'm glad it didn't. I'm glad I wasn't worried about the security because I got security in him. And I'm going to end it with this, listen. Even though they stayed in the boat, even though they were scared, even though they were listening to Satan, even though they were worried about the storm, even though they had that security, Peter reached down. Jesus reached down and got Peter, pulled Peter up out of that water, said, come on, Peter. Let's go back and get in the boat with the rest of them. Jesus gets in the boat. Truly, you are the Son of God. Now listen, this is just how my mind works. Brother Ed, I just kind of see Peter going up to every one of them. I still love you, John. Matthew, I still love you. I still love you. I still love you. Even though they stayed in the boat, he still loved them. Thank you, Tony. But now listen. Eventually, every last one of them got out the boat. All but John died a martyr's death. Every one of them. Peter was crucified upside down. Some of them were filleted. Some of them were stoned. Some of them were killed. Some of them were burnt. They all got out the boat. And if you're here today, and you're a Christian, and you're saved, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, there's going to come a day, there's going to come a point where you got to get out the boat. Amen. It came for Tony. It came for David. It came for Ralph. It came for Melvin. Your time's coming when you're going to know without a doubt it's him. And you're going to step up and say, Lord, if it's you, just call me. Amen. And he's going to call you. Amen. And if you truly saved, you'll step out the boat. Amen. You'll step out the boat. Amen. Sharon, come back and sing that last song again.